one of the other things to consider when you're viewing pre-tax versus post-tax is the compounding interest factor. The money that you put into your investment options grows, and the balance can be quite large by the time you hit 59 and a half. Under the pre-tax contribution amount, yes, you're getting the tax savings in the current plan year, but when you get that distribution, you're not only paying taxes on the amount you contribute, but you're also going to pay taxes on the amount of the compounding interest. So truly, just taxes on the balance at the time of distribution. Under the post-tax option, you do not get the tax savings in the current calendar year, but the balance of your employee contribution and the compounding interest at the time of distribution would not be taxed under the post-tax option after you hit that age 59 and a half, and that could be quite significant. So that is something to take into account as you decide how you're going to invest your money right now.